I'll give you that one because it actually is hard to talk to you.
I am so tired because there is too many fixtures.
Oh my god, it's just time for a change. Sacked or backed, we tell you if a gaffer should be sacked or backed.
That was incredible, actually.
That's a great intro, isn't it?
So I was meant to come in there, but I thought I'd just let Charlie just keep going.
You just let me do my...
Exactly.
That was meant to be the intro to the podcast, which is Welcome to the TV Show, which is called Sacked or Backed.
There we go.
Mikey, please explain the rules of this TV show.
So Sacked or Backed is kind of self-explanatory, really.
Is it, though?
Yes. We're talking about if a manager should be sacked or backed, and specifically, Maurizio Pochettino in this situation... You know,
today's episode is focused on Maurizio Pochettino.
Yeah. He's the Chelsea manager for all you people out there.
I'm sure if they listen to this football-based podcast, they know that.
Hey, they don't. Maybe it could be anyone, but he's the Chelsea manager. He's really good, actually.
How long is he going to be the Chelsea manager for? Ooh. That's what we tell you today in Sacked or Backed. I forgot what the tune was.
That's good, though.
I can't remember what the tune is.
No, please. Anyway, so we give our opinion on if he should be sacked
or backed. Yeah, contestant number one is... I'm going to give you a big intro here. Contestant number one has the curtains of my nan.
Lovely, he used
to have a moustache, but then grew up and realised it didn't look good and now has a absolutely bang average beard.
That is insulting.
I'm not finished the intro. He has very nice long hair. He talks load of shit. Please welcome. He dribbles on himself whilst he's drinking. Please welcome to contestant number one to Sacked or Backed, Mikey!
Thanks, everyone. The presenter's booing me. After a great intro, he's booing me.
Mikey.
Hi, guys. Hiya.
Welcome to Sacked or Backed.
Thanks. Great to be here. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for coming on.
Thank you, Mr. What's your name?
Sacked or Backed. My name is Chisel Kicks.
Oh, hello, Chisel Kicks. Is that your birth name? Because that is shit.
That's harsh. So before we get into the actual question on Sacked or Backed,
yeah,
can you tell the audience something about you that people wouldn't know?
I can not do a backflip.
That's such a shit thing to say.
You put me on the spot.
It's almost like I could say that about anything. Like, I could not fly a plane.
They didn't know that. They could.
I could not fly a plane. I could not play.
Really? I didn't know that.
I could not fly.
Yeah.
I cannot teleport.
That's good to know. I'm glad. I'm just clearing up things. Maybe people thought I could because of my athleticism.
Anyway, sacked or backed?
Sacked or backed, yeah.
This might be a little bit personal for you because...
Oh, mate.
Chelsea, it's been a tough year, isn't it?
Yeah, been really bad, really tough.
Before we go on, can you tell us one word to sum up Chelsea's season so far?
Diabolical, really.
Two words?
Diabolical.
It's a disaster.
Don't even.
That was, come on.
I don't get it. I do get it.
Sacked or backed. So we tell you if a manager should be sacked or backed. Mikey, contestant number one. Should Maurizio Pochettino be sacked or backed?
Okay.
What's funny?
I'll be honest. Backed. Back the boy. Back him till he fucking dies.
Are you actually crying?
Yeah, I was.
How has he made himself cry?
Because I'm a good actor. Backed. I'm going to back him because I don't think it's him. I think it's everything going on at Chelsea. The culture, the owners, just the shit behind the doors. And it's just...
The shit's behind the doors.
Yes. You know what I mean by that?
What? No, explain to the listeners.
The stuff behind the doors. Shit going on behind doors.
Behind closed doors.
The door behind the door is going to be closed, isn't it? It's going into the...
What do you think is going on behind the doors then?
This guy's a bitch. Behind the door, is it just behind in the club?
What do you think is going on in the club, 50 Cent?
That was fucking terrible.
Tell me, what do you think is going on in the club? What's going on at Chelsea behind the scenes then? What do you think?
I think...
Improvise, tell us.
I'm about to.
Okay.
You can't be like, tell us. Improvise now. Do it. So basically, I think that the owners are not letting Poch do his thing. Actually, I don't know if that's the case, but I think there's something at the culture of just players. Everything is not gelling. And I think, as Pochettino just says, it's like, I think it was something like, it's a stairs. You've got to start from the bottom to get to the top. He said something along
well,
those lines.
Obviously.
Yeah, exactly. But he's at the bottom right now.
He's at the bottom of the
stairs. He needs to get to the top of the stairs. And the top of the stairs is...
What's at the top of the stairs?
Top four, probably.
Top four?
Yeah, we're not.
Can you give us some people's views of like behind the scenes? So Raheem Sterling, how we doing?
Yeah, mate. Yeah, I'm doing all right, mate. Yeah, he's from London, isn't he? Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, I'm doing all right. Thanks. Yeah, I earn a fucking shit ton of money. I earn like 325k.
Is he actually on the most?
Yeah, he's on. He's on the most by 75k.
He's on the most.
Yeah, by 75k.
Okay. He's and anyway, what's balling. Going on behind closed doors? According to Mikey, the OG Boys contestant and contestant number one in Sacked or Backed,
yes,
apparently behind the doors, not the closed doors, behind the doors, there is stuff going on. Can you tell us, Raheem?
Yeah, well, we're just not really performing, to be honest.
No, we can see.
Yeah, exactly. And we don't know why. I think it's us, but we're just playing and we're having fun. One of the highest expected goals in the league. We just can't really score, to be honest. I don't know what the voice is now, but yeah, you just can't really score. And it's
so, Mikey to get to Raheem Sterling has gone, I think he's from London, and I'm going to look like a dinosaur.
Yeah, but you guys know, innit?
Cole Palmer.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah, you're right. How's it going, mate? Yeah.
That's actually just made me think in sketches. Every time we do something with Cole Palmer, should we just be shivering?
Fucking hell, yeah.
Anyway, go on, yeah. Cole Palmer, what's going on at Chelsea behind the scenes?
I'm carrying the fuckers. Honestly, I'm top scorer right now, mate. Yeah.
Okay, you just stating obvious facts?
Just turn the heating on here, please, mate.
No, I'm not allowed. Mikey doesn't let me turn the heating on my own house.
No, it's not. That's not the case.
Okay, the viewers don't. The listeners don't need to.
Oh,
that
bloody hell, yeah. Sorry, carry on, mate. Yeah.
No, what's going on behind the scenes?
Oh, mate,
why are you so shit? Not you personally. You've been quite good, but why is the team so shit?
It's something to me. I think it's confidence in front goal.
Yeah.
Why am I Frank Lampard now?
Well, no, it's Frank. Tell us what's going on. In your opinion, Frank.
It's funny to be fair that they're really shit. But to be honest, mate, it's actually quite sad. Like to see them be this bad. Like I don't know if it was as worse as when I was there, but you know, was it? You reckon it was as bad?
What, as in when you were there as a manager?
Yeah, you know.
Pretty similar to me. So what was going on when you were there, Frank?
Oh, mate, it's the same. To be honest, Todd Bowley's just a fucking annoying little rat. To be honest. He's just like,
I am not annoying and I'm not a little rat.
You are. You really are, man.
How the fudge am I annoying and a little rat?
Listen to yourself right now.
Mate, this is what I just don't get, Francie Lampard, because I bring you in as a legend of the club, right? I bring a Chelsea legend in, right? And yep. I'm like, come on, man. Show us what you've got if you've really got enough, right? But you clearly didn't have enough because you didn't get us into the championship playoff final.
Well, I couldn't really because I... Wait, did I finish them 12th? Maybe I did. I don't know. I can't remember. But it's hard with you guys, to be honest, mate. You don't let me do my job. It's hard because I need to do my job you know.
What haven't I not let you do, Francie?
You haven't let me manage. Wait, at the end of the game, yeah, I want to talk to the blokes. And you come
the
in.
Blokes?
Yeah, exactly. You come in all willy-nilly like going, can I get a picture with my son? Of your fucking American accent is, you fucking dick.
So Mikey's just created a story that Frank Lampard hates Todd Bowley.
Yeah, apparently now. He probably does.
And who else have we not done? Oh, Thiago Silva. What a tangent.
Oh, Thiago Silva.
Thiago Silva, you're right, mate, because your wife ain't.
My wife is so annoying.
Sorry, carry on with his voice.
My wife is so annoying. My wife.
My wife. My wife. My wife is so annoying.
She even tweeting stuff at Pochettino.
Oh my God, it's just time for a change.
Honestly, what change does she mean? Obviously, she's back in Pochettino all the way.
No, she was talking about...
She's on. No. If she was on this, she'd back Pochettino. Actually, no, she wouldn't.
No, she wouldn't. She literally said time for a change.
Yeah, but
and then Thiago Silva got pulled in for a meeting. So
yeah, literally.
Thiago Silva...
Yes.
Thiago Silva.
Your wife tweety about me. And I don't like when wifey's tweety about me.
Yeah, sorry about her. She's a bit all over the place right now. She hasn't taken her meds. Why am I still the same? Okay. She hasn't taken her meds, to be honest. She was a bit, excited. I feel like Una Emery now. She didn't take her meds and she was excited with the game. When she saw me on TV, she gets a bit, flustered. And she started tweeting and I think it accidentally sent to everyone. She doesn't mean it. She loves you. She's known you for ages when we were at PSG. I don't know if you're at PSG the same time as me. Maybe what were you?
I don't know.
Exactly. Were you? But to be honest, she's forgiving herself. Translation, she apologizes for her mistakes. She would never do it again. She probably will, actually. But she doesn't really mean that. You know, I would never tell her to tweet that either.
I just let Mikey sometimes just carry on
talking.
What about
you? What do you think your situation is, Pochettino?
Who are you meant to be there?
Don't know.
My prestige. I think the club should back me.
What is Chaz's?
You got to introduce me. I'm probably going to be a contestant.
Okay, so. Welcome back to Sacked or Backed. Contestant number two is Chisel Kicks. He was the presenter, but he thought, you know what? I'm going to be a contestant now. This is his time to tell you guys whether Maurizio Pochettino should be sacked or backed. Go on, Chaz. Let us know.
Maurizio Pochettino should be.
We're
up everywhere.
It is a joke, by the way. There's all this.
Obviously. Yeah. Backed.
Oh, fuck.
Well, to be fair, I still think Graham Potter should have been backed. Pochettino should be backed.
Frank Lampard
should
have been backed.
Ten Hag should be backed. I think...
Ten Hag in the situation now. He's for next week's episode.
I was going to say Roy Hodgson.
Next week's episode.
I was just going through the Premier League managers. We should go through a list and just be like, sacked or backed?
Yeah.
But I think Roy Hodgson should be backed because... Yeah. He is the one thing that is positive about Chelsea and all this drama about them is that they are creating a lot of XG, which means they are creating a lot of chances.
Thank
and
you.
The XG, so I don't know how to explain this in the right wording, but XG can only stay at a point of like underperforming your XG for a long time, can only stay there to a certain point. They're, like, these are professional footballers, they are eventually going to carry on scoring goals. Like, it's like you can't overperform your XG forever, you can't underperform your XG forever. There's going to be like an average where it balances out. And at the moment, Chelsea just aren't getting that balance out. But it's because you have crap strikers, and it's as simple as that.
Whoa, who's crap in our team who's a striker?
I'm not even going to answer that because Mikey and Eddie can just add a face here.
Just putting more effort into this fucking podcast.
Another face here. And here.
It's the same one.
And here.
I just did that one and I just cut.
And just cut what I said, yeah.
Yeah, no, there you go. Yeah, Nicholas Jackson.
Whoa.
Don't worry, bro has gone to Fulham. Don't give a fuck, to be honest.
Harsh.
No. We've got Nkunku coming back. He'll probably play.
He's been really well so far.
He scored
a worldy goal against Liverpool, actually.
I didn't actually see it.
You know,
so I remember when I went upstairs and I was like, fuck this.
Oh, yeah, so we were watching the football together. And actually, no, I'm going to say what I said before the game. I said to Mikey, I said Chelsea, to add context, if you don't, I'm sure you know already, but Mikey is a Chelsea fan. And I said to Mikey, they're playing Liverpool. And I said to Mikey, you're going to get thrashed tonight. He was like, this was Mikey. No, we ain't going to get thrashed. Like, we'll lose. We ain't going to get thrashed. No way. And then anyway, about 25-30 minutes into the game, it was 2-0. Then they got a penalty, they missed the penalty, and then they scored again to make it 3-0. Then was it 3-1, 4-1 or something like that? I was completely correct. And at 2-0, Mikey said, if Chelsea concede one more goal, I'm just going to go upstairs and not watch the game. Like a classic Chelsea fan, banning in their team when they're in the ruts. Because win or lose, you've got to follow, you've got to back the boys and make some noise. So, do you know what I mean?
Oh,
classic
God.
Chelsea fan,
oh,
leaving when it's tough, but enjoying it when it's good. Why triggered you?
No, not at all, because I don't care that much for it to trigger me at all.
No, but that's classic Chelsea, isn't it?
No.
Why?
No. You just made a scenario up because I actually didn't go at the start of the game going, yeah, you know what, we're gonna fucking thrash.
No,
whatever.
I said you're gonna thrash and you said no you're not.
Yeah, and but he's
obviously I might have slightly exaggerated.
Slightly is an under-exaggeration.
I thought my impression of you was good, though.
What was it?
Oh, they're not going to get thrashed, mate. We're going to lose.
They're not going to get thrashed, mate. Yeah, it was all right. It was all right. But no, Chelsea, they're going to come back. They're going to come back, I promise you.
From where? Updated prediction. Where do Chelsea finish in the league at the end of the season?
Oh, if they're 11th right now.
10th?
It's got to be. Well, no. Don't be nice to them. 13th.
You being serious?
It could be.
No. What's your actual prediction? 13th? Like, look
down
the camera.
Actual prediction.
Let's finish before we have a little break. Finish this thing.
Actual prediction. 10th. Big 10. They'll be in the top 10.
So embarrassing.
It's not.
They've spent that much money.
Oh, God. Here we go. Also, we are the youngest team in the league. With Thiago Silva, who bumps our average up to 39.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
Does being the youngest team in the Premier League get you 3 points?
That's what I'm saying. It's not. That's what I'm saying.
Why does it matter?
You could
be 60 for all I care, mate.
Okay, but...
You're getting me the Premier League title. I don't care if you're 40,
okay,
12,
but yeah, we've
25,
got a,
or 800.
We've got a young squad, and it's not helping us. And don't worry, next season, they'll be older, more experienced, better goal scorers, just better with their confidence, and they'll be winning us games left, right, and centre. Mark my words.
Boo!
The stats of the Premier League this year show where Mikey asks Chaz questions and that Chaz should know. Mikey, explain what's going on, because I'm still struggling to understand.
Maybe we shouldn't do those intros.
That's a bit harsh. It was good.
Good is a strange word to describe that.
Let me just do it again.
The Premier League stat show with Mikey and Chizzy Boy.
I guess it's a stat show now, yeah.
What is it then?
No, it is.
Okay.
It's just not just a show. It's just basically, you know, Darwin Nunes, that bloke.
Personally, but yeah.
Yeah. Oh, shit. We can't do the segment if you don't know him personally. Oh, anyway. Great one. Anyway, you know, so Darwin Nunes, when he played against Chelsea, yeah. Was it against Chelsea? Yes, it was against Chelsea.
You wouldn't know because you didn't watch it. He went upstairs and cried.
Here we go. Little rat. There we go. Nice fucking face. Anyway, Darwin Nunes broke a record against Chelsea. Mm-hmm. And do you know what that record is?
Yeah, he hit the post about 84 times in one game.
Okay, the exaggeration is unneeded.
84 times.
There we go. He broke the record.
So what is this segment of the show? It's like a Premier League.
No, so
stat.
So I thought I saw that stat and I was thinking, wow.
Wow.
That's a crazy stat.
Whoa.
So I went.
No, give them your actual reaction.
Okay.
Whoa.
Okay, just. I'm setting the scene.
Okay, imagine I'm the computer and I'm just I'm saying the stat.
Darwin Nunes hit the woodwork four times this season.
Mikey, by the people that are listening to this on Spotify.
Yeah, exactly. It doesn't work.
Mikey is.
Anyway, my reaction. Yeah, I was just on my computer reading stuff, doing my research, doing my good hard day's work, you know. And I went, wow, Nunes hit the bar post, woodwork, whatever you fucking want to call it, four times in one game.
That excited you.
Yeah, I was like, wow. And then I got a bit too excited. But anyway, no. So basically, Darwin Nunes broke a record. He hit the woodwork four times in one game. That's more times than anyone else has in the whole season.
Yeah.
And he hit it in one game.
Yeah.
Player.
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, let's
make a stat show.
No, I was like, well, let's see some more weird, not weird stats, but more outlandish stats of the Premier League this season, because that woodwork. Hey ho. It's
woodwork. Do you get it? Because he hit the woodwork.
I was trying to think of a pun there, but it didn't quite work. But I thought, you know what, I'll just challenge Chaz and see if he knows about some of these stats. And
hopefully this segment would work.
It would.
So what this segment is basically where Mikey's gonna stat test me kind of, but in a funny way.
Funny. You just ate your own fart, basically.
Not really.
But before I even go on to that, who currently holds the record for hitting the woodwork in one season.
Nunes.
No.
Andy Cole.
Nunes is on
Andy Cole?
To break it. No, I'm going to give you a clue.
He played
for Man United.
Rooney.
No.
Ronaldo.
No.
Diego Forlan.
He hit it 10 times.
Diego Forlan.
But he didn't play it. He didn't hit it for United. But he played for United.
It's not helpful, is it? Danny Welbeck.
No, you fucking idiot.
played for United, but doesn't play for... Does he still play now?
No, what does this give you a hit? Wally!
Van Persie?
Yeah, it did.
How does that actually give me a hint?
Yeah, Van Persie for his last season at Arsenal, apparently.
Rizzle kid.
Yeah, he hit it 10 times. Wow. And Nunes has hit it 9 times already.
No.
Yeah. So he's going to break it, probably.
Why does he hit the woodwork so much?
I don't know, but it's like Klopp says, he's not really worried about it. Like,
That's why Klopp's knackered. Watching that bastard hit the woodwork about 100 times.
Man. Exactly. But I thought, you know what, let's just jump in.
Some
of these other ones. So I've got one.
Okay.
I'll give you multi-choice because you won't get it.
Am I getting quiz now?
Yeah, a little bit, yeah.
Okay, cool.
You're going to get multi-choice as well because it's going to be just... He'll complain and be like, I need more context. Okay. I don't know if they heard that, to be honest.
I just farted towards Mikey, for those that didn't hear that.
you know we're brothers when that kind of shit happened. Anyway, so most sub-player... The Premier League season so far.
Yep.
Who
Sorry,
let me rephrase that. Who is the most subbed on player of the Premier League season so far? And I'll give you a multi choice here. A, B, or C. So A, Livramento. B, Oliver Skip. C, Harvey Elliott.
Harvey Elliott.
Are you locking in these answers, Chaz?
Correct.
Again, where's your buzzer? I need a, like, not lock in.
My buzzer is. Harvey Elliott.
Doing one nice, doing one nice for the ears, for the okay. listeners, because that is fucking horrible. Okay, you're gonna have to. You, who are you? To be fair, who are you buzzing in to beat? I don't know. Okay,
Harvey Elliott.
So,
okay, Harvey Elliott.
You are correct.
I know,
but there's another player who is joint most subbed on. I didn't include because I was gonna. I couldn't do too many. Yeah. So, and he plays for Spurs. If you can just.
Oliver Skip.
No, because he wasn't.
You said him.
No, he wasn't part of that.
Oh, and he's another one that plays for Spurs.
Yeah.
Højbjerg.
Well done.
I'm actually a goat, bro.
Well done, mate.
Get off me now.
Oh, shit. Sorry.
Next question. Come on. Rapid
next
fire.
Question.
Boom, boom, pow. Those
most subbed off player.
Get now.
A. Diaby. B. Pereira. C. Amdouni.
Diaby.
Is he dinging?
Oh, yeah. Ding. Diaby.
Ding. Incorrect.
Fuck off. Who is it then?
Amdouni.
No way. Yeah.
What do you mean, no way? That's it is. It's on the Premier League website.
Mate, he's not in good company then, is he?
He actually knows his stuff. Jokes, he doesn't. He knew that he played for Burnley. Well played.
Next question.
Why am I saying well played? You got it wrong.
Next question.
Anyway, most free kick goals. A. McGinn. B. Tony. C. Sterling.
Free kick goals. Tony. Ding, Tony.
Okay, is that your final answer? Okay. Incorrect.
Who else scored a free kick?
Sterling. Actually, no, it's not incorrect. It's all correct. All three of them got one goal.
Fucking joke, man.
I wanted to kind of see, but Tony's just come back.
Yeah, I know.
And he scored one.
I know.
So you hadn't seen any of the other free kick.
I knew Sterling had scored one, but I didn't know where.
Yeah, so why did you say Tony then?
Because I knew Tony had scored one.
I think Sterling scored two, but one wasn't in the Premier League, so yeah.
All right, next question.
Oh, most yellow cards. A. Paulinho. B. Jackson. C. Gordon.
Paulinho.
We got a ding.
Ding. Paulinho.
Ding. Paulinho. Are you sure?
Yeah.
I'll give you one chance.
Yep.
All right.
Correct.
Correct.
I know. I'm actually a goat.
How
mate.
Did you know that?
Because Paulinho's just a yellow card merchant, mate. He loves
attacking.
Yeah, but
Jackson was.
In. No, he's not. He's
yes,
a striker.
He is. He's got literally like the one like this. It's like
if he's a striker. Seconds. How is he getting yellows? What a dick,
mate! He's got so many yellows.
Yeah,
so
why?
He's got like eight yellows.
What a dick.
Like, hey,
just saying. Next question.
And Gordon's got loads of yellow cards as well.
Yeah,
they're all, they've all got
dick.
Loads.
Yeah, but he is a dick.
He is. You look a bit like
he's
him.
Good
actually.
Though, but he's a dick.
You look a bit like him in that kind of.
Thanks, babe.
Sure. Clean sheets. A. Jordan Alisson.
Pickford.
B. Onana.
Jordan Pickford.
C. Pope. D. In a game show, you let them fucking finish so the people can hear as well.
Oh, yeah, sorry. Go on, do it again.
Most clean sheets. A. Alisson. B. Onana. C. Pope. D. Pickford.
Pickford.
I'm surprised you knew that one.
How?
Why did you know that?
I just know because I know Onana's second as well.
Yeah, he's
joint second
with
Alisson.
Okay. This is your last one.
I'm excited.
There has been 5 penalties saved in the Premier League
correct.
This season.
I agree.
Can you name all 5 goalkeepers? And I'm just going to... I've got the answers, but I'm not going to give you any hints.
I'm just going to have to guess because I don't actually know. I'm going to go Leno. No, I didn't ding, so it doesn't count.
Okay, that's how it works, isn't
it? Yeah, well, it literally is. Pickford. I didn't ding, so it doesn't count.
You get 5 lives.
Raya.
You're going to get 5 lives, okay? And you already lost 2.
No.
No.
Now I've started
listen,
dinging.
Fucking listen to the host. You can't just go on a game show and be like, actually, no, I changed the rules
mate,
myself.
You said I have to ding.
No, I didn't say it for
you
this
said
bit.
It. Rewind,
no,
you said it.
You've lost 2 lives.
Okay.
And go on.
Raya.
Correct.
Ding.
Yes.
Sam Johnston.
Incorrect.
Ah.
You lost 3 lives. You have 2 remaining, ding. And you have 4 people to name.
Ding.
Go on.
Martinez.
Incorrect. You have 1 life left, and 4 people left to remain. So far, you've said. So far, you've said Raya.
Oh, this voice is getting me annoyed.
ding. Go on.
Oh, James Trafford.
Incorrect.
I literally did so shit then.
You
How
got
would I know that,
one
though?
Correct out, and you had five
name
lives.
Him out, then. Name them out then.
Sanchez for Chelsea, Neto, Dubravka, and Areola. Hey. I know, but I gave you five lives
that no one gives a shit about.
Hey, you West Ham, yeah. So Newcastle,
I got, yeah, I got
Chelsea
out of five
and...
on the quiz. I win. Thanks for coming.
You got three out of five on the quiz, did you?
Yeah, I got three questions right.
Which one did you get? I mean,
I did. Just trust me.
No, you got four.
Is that the outro to the quiz? Is there another question?
You got four. No, I'm actually impressed by that.
Is there another question? Is there another question?
Yeah, the question is, why is Chaz so deluded?
I think you should do an outro for this.
Okay.
For the TV show episode.
What was it called again? The stats.
You can call it whatever you want.
All right. Welcome back. No, thank you for watching. Stats. We're done now. Bye now. No, we're not done. We'll see you soon.
Choo, what makes Klopp tired? Choo, what makes Klopp tired?
Okay, let's go. Yeah, what makes Klopp really tired? I can't even remember what I was saying now. Anyway, I'm so tired. Yeah, so basically, we asked you, what makes Klopp tired? And you basically sent in some lovely suggestions, you know, some things that make Klopp tired, and they varied a lot, to be honest. But it was weird. Anyway, yeah. So basically, what do you think makes Klopp tired?
Oh, I'm just gonna say that.
Okay,
obviously we all know that Jürgen's leaving, his excuse was he's tired.
He's running out of energy.
He's running out of energy. He's tired.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, I'm so tired. Exactly. So we're gonna give some reasons why Klopp.
Yeah.
Is tired, yeah. And we asked the Instagram at OG Boys. We asked the YouTube at OG Boys. We asked anything else, or did we just ask those two?
Maybe those just ask two. Those I two. Don't know.
And we've got some of your answers. So, what makes Klopp tired? Are you gonna do them all in your Klopp voice?
Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
Okay, go on then.
Fuck. Yeah. What do you want to say
Klopp,
some of them?
No, it's you. You're doing them in Klopp's voice.
Yeah, but okay. What makes Klopp tired? Spelling Schlobberslei every week.
It's fucking spot on.
Question.
To be fair. Yeah.
Why would he have to spell it?
To get put it on the fix, like when he does his team sheet. That was when you know.
Probably has a nickname.
Yeah, but when you put it on the team sheet, you have to put his real name. You can't just go, oh, he's a referee. This is Schlobby. You can't do that.
Schlobby. Next.
Oh, yeah. Saying boom all the time. Oh, my God, yeah. It gets fucking tiring. It's getting tiring doing a boom now. I can't do a boom anymore.
Next.
Darwin Núñez simply being part of the squad.
Yeah, I think that's the main reason why Klopp is tired, is Darwin Núñez. Like we said earlier, honestly, hitting the woodwork. What goes through Darwin's brain? I don't know.
Nothing really. Monkey symbols going ch-ch-ch-ch. You know, have you seen that
thing? The monkey character that goes ch-ch-ch-ch.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Next.
Competing against Man City?
Yeah, to be fair, if I was competing against a team that basically cheated and got 115 charges and I came second twice by 1 point, I'm pretty sure I'd be pretty knackered.
Nothing's been proven yet.
No, innocent until proven guilty, but it does look that way.
Yeah.
So, Kloppy, are you tired because of that?
I'm so tired. Honestly, so tired. One, obviously, the next one, everybody knows. Too many fixtures.
We should have done it like, I am so tired because...
Oh, we can.
Go on, do it from now on. Okay. You've got to be like, I am so tired because of...
okay.
I am so tired because there's too many fixtures. Everyone knows that, yeah.
Everyone else has got the same issue, so I'm gonna say...
Yeah, but you... Yeah,
no, I'll go ding if I think it's a good one.
Okay.
I'm so tired because of Paul Tierney.
Yeah, I'll give you a ding. I don't really like referees. I think they're arrogant. The Premier League referees.
I don't get
rubbish.
The arrogance. I
think they're rubbish and arrogant.
They're rubbish, yeah.
And arrogant.
Okay. That was me, I think. I put this down. Don't worry about that one. Okay. Wait, what was I saying? How did I start?
I'm so tired. Because.
Oh, yeah. I'm so tired because of Trent's defending. It's got to be. Come on. He's shit.
Ding. I'll give you just a ding because Trent's defending is very questionable, but you get a little bit of energy back from how good he is. Going forward.
Yeah, I guess. Yeah, you know what? Fine.
Next.
This is quite a good one.
Oh, I am so tired because of Scousers.
Because?
Oh, no, sorry. I'm so tired because
just trying to talk to scousers and understand
ding,
them.
Ding, 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 ding. I'll give you that one because he's really hard to talk to. You know what I mean? When he's talking fast and you can't understand what he's saying. He's on torture. He's just talking in club, mate. And then, you know, he's fucking seen Gerard and club. You fucking love me. He's like, I'm glad, mate. But we just don't know.
See, what the fuck did he just say?
That's a good point. Yeah, no, I agree with that one. Next.
Oh, my That's God. Ding. My brain. I'm so tired because of Crystal Palace.
That's what it said.
Why Crystal Palace?
Because it's a bogey team.
It's not.
It was.
It was. I don't think it is anymore.
Oh, here we go. I'm so tired because of Jamie Carragher. He's fucking annoying.
He's fucking annoying.
He's losing the game. Yeah,
horse mate. Yeah.
I'm so tired because of injuries.
To who?
My players and me sometimes.
How's your hammy?
Oh, it's sore, but it's on the mend. Thanks for asking. Oh, what? What? I'm so tired because I have to watch every other team warm up. It's so tiring.
You don't have to do it.
No, I do.
Why?
I do because.
Why do you do that?
Well, basically, Kermit the Frog. No, basically, I have to do it because. I don't. It's a superstition. So if I don't do it now, I just think I'm going to lose. And I do sometimes.
Why do you do it though?
Because it's
intimidating.
Intimidation. What is that? I went like
next.
Christopher Walken. Oh, the last. Yeah, I think it's like a ding. Sorry, yeah, not yeah. Anyway, the last one is I'm so tired because of VAR.
Yeah, ding, ding, ding. I'll give you that. Ref's arrogant ding. Shit. Ref's no, arrogant not just shit.
Not the refs, the decisions and everything.
Yeah, I agree.
Like the one against Tottenham.
Yeah.
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 Thank you very much.
I know.
Anyway.
So.
Klopp's tired.
Klopp is tired.
He's going to go.
Is it really? Shall I be controversial? I'm going to just say that's a shit excuse.
I don't think. To leave the club. I think that's a valid reason.
No.
Yeah.
Like,
why?
Just say like, I mean, I'm running out of energy. I just feel like it's a bit just a bottle job excuse. Right, just say like...
Bottle job? Okay, yeah.
Kind of. Just say like... Just like Klopp losing. So Jürgen Klopp saying, oh, I'm running out of energy, right? Just say like, you're not up for it anymore. Like,
that's
I mean,
the same thing.
No, it's not. Yeah, but...
That's exactly
like,
the same.
It's just like, oh, I'm running out of energy. I don't know. There's something... Or maybe he's hiding something. Maybe, I don't know if he's like... There's something. He said he's healthy, but maybe there's something behind the scenes. Maybe his wife. Maybe they want to move back to Germany. Maybe he wants a different job. But like, say, because he will manage another club. I'll tell you now. He will manage another club.
I don't think he... Not in the next few years, you won't.
I think I would be surprised if he isn't in a job by not next season, the season after. I'd be very surprised.
As in,
so not next season. Not
this September, you're saying. Not this September. The next
summer. He'll
a
be
year
in
and
job.
A half, you're saying.
Yeah, and I just think
that's
just say like I've done my bit at Liverpool. I want to move on to the next part of my career. Not
But how
I'm
do you
so
know?
So tired.
I think that's a valid excuse.
Yawny, yawny. Oh, I'm so tired.
I think that's a valid excuse.
Why?
The intensity of the Premier League and being a manager. He was saying he doesn't like an interview something 6 days a week. And he's never
Sir Alex it. Ferguson.
Okay.
30 years.
Some people can do it. Some people can't. Not everyone's the same.
No, I'm just saying. All right.
No, but I'm
just because you play him as
I'm
a character.
No, but I'm backing my opinion. You're backing your opinion.
Yeah, no. I think that there's a real excuse, which is not he's tired. It's like, I've had enough of the job. Just be honest.
No, but that is a part of
I know he is being honest, and he probably is tired. Don't you remember? What I'm saying is like, I just think more just... It's not so much, in my opinion, I don't think he's tired. I think he is tired, but it's more just say like, I've had enough of this job. I want to move on to the next part of my career. Just sort of say that rather than I'm tired. Yes, you're tired, but your real decision is you don't want to do the Liverpool job anymore.
No, but you see in the
interview, want to do another job.
Interview, he literally said, right now, would I manage a team in the future? He said, no. Right now, my current thinking, no. But ask me that again.
Yeah, that's
later,
my point.
He said...
Yeah, so I'm like, well, just say...
Said,
like,
but he said that
I don't want
interview.
To manage Liverpool now.
He said that in an interview. It could happen. He's not like denying, but he's
no,
running out of energy at Liverpool.
I just think it's kind of like he did at Dortmund, isn't it? He just had enough of that project and...
No, but he...
See what the next thing is.
I don't think that was... I think he left for Liverpool, didn't he?
No. He was out of a job. As in, like, he'd left Dortmund already.
Oh...
Yes.
Madness.
So
but
he's done it before.
On the research, he has not stopped, literally from starting his football career, he hasn't stopped being part of football since
then. No, I'm
so
not saying, he's not
valid.
Tired. Like maybe I did say it, but
like
I'm not.
58.
To clarify, I'm not saying he's not tired. I'm just saying that I think it's more like he's done with that chapter of his career. So as in like, he wants to move on to whatever is next.
Mm.
Not so much, oh, I'm tired. It's more like, no, I'm done with this part of my career. I want to do something else. That's maybe. My opinion.
Maybe you should just.
Oh, I'd like to not think so, but unless there's some underlying factor which is going to come out soon that we don't know.
I think he just wants to live a normal life, and with the money he's got, he's old enough. He's still old enough, like, or young enough, I should say, to enjoy his life before he gets a bit fragile and slow, you know. But I just think he just wants to fucking enjoy his life. People realize much more people do that nowadays. They even, like, I know this is off top of it. YouTubers, people have done it for like 10 years. They just go, I just want a normal life now, and they just. And all because they run out of energy. Right, that's what I think. But anyway, we're going to move on to something we haven't done in a while.
Whoa.
Why is that? Why?
You got an outro of the TV show.
Oh, fuck's sake. Right.
Chew, what makes young love tired?
Oh. Yeah, anyway, there we go. We're going to move on to the quick fire predictions.
Quick fire predictions.
And this quick needs, fire yeah, this predictions. Needs, this needs an intro.
Quick fire predictions with me. OG boys.
It should actually be quick fire predictions.
With the OG boys.
There we go.
Should
anyway.
I tell them my jingle for the OG boys?
No, please.
The OG boys, the two boys that make you laugh. Subjectively.
So he can't take no for an answer, as you saw there. But anyway.
Yeah, of course.
That's his shit little jingle. He made up on the spot and went, you know what? That's really good, actually. I really like that. Let's make it a thing.
It's good. It's not. It's dog shit.
Anyway, quick fire predictions.
Yep.
Start. This is obviously all the matches for game week 24. So
can we actually do a quick jingle for it? The quick fire predictions.
You can do that.
Okay. Battler, quick fire. Battler, predictions. Battler for the Premier League. The OG boys, they give you their quick fire predictions really quickly after Mikey reads them out in 3, 2, 1.
Man City versus Everton.
3-0 Man City.
2-0 Man City. Wolves versus Brentford.
2-0.
2-1 Brentford. Fulham versus Bournemouth.
2-0.
1-1. Tottenham versus Brighton.
2-0.
1-0 Tottenham. Luton versus Sheffield United.
3-0 Luton.
Oh, I'm going to go 3-1 Luton. Liverpool versus Burnley.
5-0 Liverpool.
5-1 Liverpool, yeah. Nottingham Forest versus Newcastle.
2-2.
Oh, okay. 3-1 Newcastle.
Yeah.
West Ham versus Arsenal.
2-2.
Oh, that's going to be shit. 1-0 Arsenal. Aston Villa versus Man United.
2-2.
2-2. 2-1 Aston Villa. Crystal Palace versus Chelsea.
2-2.
I'm going to go 2-0 Chelsea.
I've gone with a lot of 2-2s. Is that all of them?
Yeah, that is all
I'm
of
gonna
them.
I'm going to make a... Can you pick
that's
me?
That's a lot of 2-2s.
I'm going to make a complaint.
Yeah, mate, go on then.
I'm going to make a complaint about this quick fire predictions. I don't think you were quick fire enough there.
I definitely
want you to be like, Chelsea versus Liverpool versus Man United, 2-2.
Why would I do that?
It's just quicker.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay, fair enough.
Because that is too
just
quick.
Raising a complaint, and that's all I did.
Raising a complaint, yeah. Just saying, change exactly everything you do in this quickfire prediction. Change it all, and then do it my way, and it's perfect.
I didn't say change it all. I just said speed it up.
Then you said speed up the whole way, so that's changing it all. Unlucky, mate. Anyway, quickfire predictions. Do the outro then.
I can't remember what it was. Quick fire predictions with the OG boys. Chaz gets more predictions right with Mikey. Do you reckon I'll beat you with my predictions there than yours?
No.
You're going to write them down, then we'll go over them in the next podcast.
I will not write them down now, but I will.
No, obviously not right now.
Well, you just are, so.
No, but come on.
I will figure them out, and then we'll compare them to next week's when we do it.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, babe.
Is this the end of the podcast?
This can be the end of the
podcast. So are you going to, you can do like a, because we've just sort of done down the TV show route.
Oh God,
can
yeah.
you give like a, imagine like credits are coming up on the screen and there's like a song and an outro. What's going, what is it?
What is the outro?
Yeah, just do it.
I don't want to get copyright strike.
Just
though.
Do it. The OG Boys podcast. The OG Boys podcast.
Ole!